Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's Thursday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, the Apostle Paul has just reminded the Thessalonians that those who are persecuting them have to deal with God. And they have to deal with Him not only now, but they have to deal with Him when Jesus Christ returns to bring judgment upon all who stand in opposition against Him. But then he says this. He said, I want you to know something that's going to happen prior to Jesus' coming. Look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to Him, we ask you, brothers, not to be quickly shaken in mind or alarmed, either by a spirit or a spoken word or a letter seeming to be from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord is come. Let no one deceive you in any way, for that day will not come unless the rebellion comes first. And the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction, who opposes and exalts himself against every so-called God or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, proclaiming himself to be God. Do you not remember that when I was with you, I told you all of these things? And you know what is restraining him now, so that he may be revealed in his time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains it will do so until he is out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will kill with the breath of his mouth and bring to nothing by the appearance of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is by the activity of Satan, with all power and false signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are perishing because they refuse to love the truth so to be saved. Therefore God sends them a strong delusion so that they may believe what is false, in order that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So what is the Apostle Paul telling us? He's telling us this. Number one, Jesus Christ is coming again. Number two, when he comes again, we will be gathered to him and with one another to be placed in a new heavens and a new earth. Number three, before he comes, there will be a declension of apostasy. Number four, that will be led by the man of lawlessness, the one who stands against Christ. Now remember, the Bible is clear about this. There are already many antichrists. There have been false Christs and antichrists. There will be, there are, there always will be. But he is saying that there is one who will come who is standing against him. Now, has he come yet? Some say, and I fall into this camp, that at the very end, the Bible seems to indicate that Satan, who is bound and cannot stop the work of the gospel, now he does try to stop it, but he won't be able to stop it, that at the end will be loosed for a short season. And it's in that short season that this false prophet, this antichrist, will rise up. Well, let me give you something else it says about him, that he will be a religious figure. So you can remember in the book of Revelation, there's the beast of the sea that is tyrannical government supported by the beast of the land, which is false man-made religion apostate. And it is in that apostate religion that he will take his seat and he will do his work of lawlessness. Now, when Jesus Christ comes, he'll slay him with the breath of his coming. But in the meantime, he will draw people away because they won't love the truth in religion. They will love entertainment. And in fact, it says he'll draw them away as he does false signs and wonders and miracles with all kinds of power. Point of Christianity is Jesus, and you know Jesus through the truth. And that's why he says the people who aren't deceived by the false signs, wonders, and miracles done with power, what you are doing is this. You're saying, no, I want to know the truth. I'm not going to get deluded by an entertainment show. I want the truth. And those who will not believe will be under the judgment of God, while those who believe the truth, and the truth brings them to Christ, will rejoice in the goodness of God and the grace of God, to the praise of God. And they will be caught up to be with Christ when he comes, even as he slays the man of lawlessness. We then will be deposited in a new heavens and a new earth, and those who stand against him, eternity and hell. So where will you be? Don't be found with the lawless man. Be found with the man of grace and truth, Jesus, the Son of God, who came in the flesh to save you. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.